Welcome to The Lowdown on URN, your ultimate guide to week one.
I'm Sam.
And I'm Emma.
And we'll be guiding you through week one 7 days this week from 10 a.m. You'll be hearing your What's On guide, being introduced to life on campus, and receiving all the advice you need from the people that know.
Today you'll hear about the wide range of societies that the university has to offer.
First though, here's your guide to everything that is happening around campus today.
Whether you're recovering from your first night out in town or just settling into your new surroundings, your Students' Union has lined up a number of exciting events to make your second day of week one just as good as the first.
The opportunities to immerse yourself in a new society or sports team continues today as the Fresher Fair heads into its second day.
As well as the number of societies on offer, you can learn about many of the on-campus services that will benefit your university experience, such as the local bus service or the chances to do some volunteering. Plus, there's a chance to eat some free pizza!
The daytime activities aren't just linked to the Freshers' Fair though, as those bioscientists among us also have the opportunity to go to staff and students meet and greet on the Sutting Bonington campus.
Having been responsible in the daytime, those of you on SB will also have the chance to let your hair down as the SB bar hosts an American house night at which you can throw all kinds of shapes.
Those of you on University Park will also have the opportunity to go out tonight, with the theme being a toga night. To find out where you'll be donning that bedsheet, check with your week one rep as the clubs range from Crisis to Lace House, depending on what halls you're in.
If you're not into clubbing or are still recovering from last night, then the SU is running a number of other events this evening for you to enjoy, such as a screening of the Lego Movie in Keaton Lecture Theatre, or if you're after a fright, a ghost walk around town.
Not limited to new students, there is also an opportunity for you postgrads to meet one another, as a bingo night is being held in the Den for just £3.
With so much to do today, make sure to take advantage of as much as you can before all the studying begins.
University Radio Nottingham presents The Lowdown.
All of this week in Freshers' Fair, a number of exciting societies and student-run services are trying to entice you to join them.
With a range of interests from biology to Quidditch, the diverse range of societies can be both overwhelming and exciting at the same time.
Each of the societies represents something unique and provides you with an opportunity to expand your horizons into something that you could never have imagined yourself doing. A great way to meet new friends or indulge in a new passion, societies will only add to your university experience.
Your Activities Officer Joe Cornes explains why joining a society enhances your university experience.
To be involved in a society at university is just an incredible opportunity to either try something new, develop an interest, or just carry on something, perhaps a hobby or a skill of yours at university with other students. So our societies are totally student-led, and it's just, as I said, it's an opportunity to meet new friends that you all share an interest in and to get involved in various different areas of student activity across campuses and all the campuses that we have. And furthermore, the societies that we have will offer all sorts of opportunities, from events, so whether you want to go to sort of almost a nightclub event with your society, or actually go to sort of educational talks if that relates to your society. Each society has a committee and they have certain areas and certain positions which organise elements that their society offers.
Of course, those that truly know the benefit of societies are those who dedicate their time to making them as successful as possible.
Which is why we got them to explain to you exactly what makes being part of a society so worthwhile.
We're from Heidensuck and we love playing children's games.
Hey, I'm from Book Club and we meet up once a month to discuss books.
I'm from Hexsock and we are doing creative programming.
Hi, we're Massage Society. Come and see us at our stall to find out more about the most relaxing society in Nottingham.
Hey, we're from Scout and Guide. Come visit us at A19.
Right, we're Quidditchsock. We have socials every Friday and we take two types of Quidditch. One is a contact rugby version. The other one is a netball one, which is only played in Nottingham.
Hey, I'm Matt from Pubquizsock and we do pub quizzes.
Hi, we're the Ice Skater Society. We go to the Capital FM Arena every week and go ice skating.
Dart Society, beers, banter and bounce elves.
We're Board Game Society and we play all sorts of games on a Tuesday, and play everything from the short and comical to the long and complicated.
Hi, we're the Geography Society. Come to our stall to find out all about our fun socials, guest speaker events, our trips and our taster sessions for our sports team.
We're our History Society. Come along on Thursday of Freshers Week if you want to come and get some info from us. We have lots of socials, so come along. We'd love to meet you.
We're Kettle Sock. Our remit is hot drinks, but mostly we just drink tea. Any excuse to drink tea. We do cafe crawls, tea tasting, high tea. We even tried Taiwanese bubble tea. That was a bit strange.
Hello, I'm Josh from the American Society. We're a course-based society, but also open to non-course doers.
Hi, we're the
Politics Society, and we have a lot of educational and social side. We've got loads of trips to America, Europe, and we have lots of MP talks and all of the boat cruises.
I'm Liv, I'm the president of UNICEF, and what we do with the society is do like monthly socials and fundraising events, so film screenings, sponsored events like No Eating, and schools volunteering projects. But yeah, it's just like a really fun, friendly environment to fundraise in.
We're the Bar Society. We provide career opportunities for people who are looking to become barristers. We do some excellent events at Constitutional Landmarks, Supreme Court, Old Bailey, Court of Appeal. We're amazing. Join us.
Hey guys, come and find Challenge Knots on the UON website. We'd love to have you along. Get you guys quizzing, have a laugh with some friends. You never know. Try it out and let yourself shine.
We're the LGBT Network. We're here to provide welfare, support and communication with other LGBT students.
Hey guys, we're the Disabled Students Network, and we're down by the LGBT and Mature Students stall, and we're running events throughout the year. We're doing support networks.
We are URN, Nottingham Uni's very own student radio station. We're a multi-award student radio station offering loads of different genres into which we broadcast on, from daytime shows which are entertainment to specialist news, student news, our great speech shows like sports and culture. So get involved in URN, it is unbelievable and you will not regret it.
The wide range of societies are not the only opportunity on offer to help broaden your university experience, with a number of student-run services also available for all students to involve themselves with.
These SRSs include all of the university's on-campus media groups, Impact Magazine, NSTV and ourselves here at URN, as well as Tech and the New Theatre.
Media groups are not the only student-run service on campus, though, as the University of Nottingham also contains one of Europe's largest-run student charities, Carnival.
Regularly raising over £1 million per year, Carnival is well known amongst students for creating many of Nottingham's most famous institutions, such as the seven-legged bar crawl and the safe sex ball.
Director of Carnival, Tom Goodman, and Joe Gilligan, head of events, explain more about what Carney do.
Carnival is one of the student union's SRSs, that's student-run service, and we're basically the largest student-run fundraising organisation outside North America, and so we basically strive to raise, hopefully this year, more than £1.7 million for charity through a number of different causes.
We do a number of things that help us raise this money. It's not just standing around the street with a bucket, although one of our main endeavours are rag raids. They've been voted one of the main things you need to do before you graduate, and it's you pretty much go to any city in the UK, get told on the day, go do a little bit of collecting, come back and are rewarded with a remarkable social, one definitely for the memory books. We also run a wide range of events, including Seven Legged, which is the largest bar crawl in the world. Last year got over 7,000 students on it, so that's definitely one to watch out for.
But we also offer three other main things, the first being Contact, spelt with a K obviously because it's Carnival with a K, so Contact with a K, and that is sort of our community outreach aspect of the organisation, led up by Becky Welton, and basically she's awesome. So she takes a group of students every week on a Wednesday morning down to the hospital, and they work in different wards like the oncology ward to teach history, Spanish, all sorts. And then this year we're also going to be teaming up with the Volunteer Centre to be offering a sort of wide range of volunteering opportunities in the community for any students that are looking to get involved in that kind of thing.
Another area we offer is something called Challenges. Actually gets us quite a large bulk of our money, and we offer different chances to go and do challenges overseas for various charities. So for example, there's opportunities to climb Kilimanjaro for Hope for Children.
And so obviously you're doing all this amazing stuff, and freshers come to the university will want to know how they can get involved. So how can they?
Well, look out for the big double-decker red bus at Freshers Fair, because that's our sort of main primary engagement tour this year. We're going to be there all in stash, sort of shouting about all the things that that students can get involved in.
Having given you the comprehensive guide to all of the opportunities that the societies have to offer, we have only one more thing to recommend. Get yourself down to Freshers Fair and find the passion that you didn't know you had.
On tomorrow's Lowdown, you'll be hearing about all the opportunities that the university provides to expand your career prospects whilst you're studying here in Nottingham.
At 4 today on The Pulse, we hear more from the SU Sports Officer, Kiri Madhani, about all things sport, as well as hearing our behind-the-scenes guide to all of the university's media groups.
Stay tuned to URN and make sure to follow all of your week one updates on our Twitter at URN1350.